When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Palmerbet on the edge of the box. Oh, it's a straight-up screamer!
Download our app today and enjoy straight-up screamers this FIFA World Cup with great odds, great promos and same-game multi at Palmerbet. Gamble responsibly. For gambler's help, call 1-800-858-858.
Siren could go any second. Swans need a goal. Nick Davis! I don't believe it!
Oh, bringing back the great old memories for former Sydney Swan. Great.
Nick Davis, he will save us.
That's Scotty Sattler loves that. And SEN host Nick Davis. G'day, mate. How are you?
Good evening, boys. How are you?
Very good, mate. Very good. You must be pretty excited about the Swannies making their way through to the grand final on Saturday.
Yeah, it's exciting. Look, for anyone was here or was watching on Saturday night, it was a pretty exciting match. The boys have been able to get over Collingwood by a point. But, two different ways of getting into a grand final. The Cats look pretty impressive and an easy win. So, grand final day, you just got to get yourself there and you're in with a 50-50 chance. But the boys have been pretty confident all year that their footy stands up. So they got the opportunity on grand final day to show it.
Was there a point throughout the year, Nick, where you wouldn't have thought the Swans were going to make it through? I mean, they haven't been the best side or the most outstanding side all year. They've had their moments, but was there a time where you would have thought, I just don't think they've got what it takes this year?
Yeah, look, probably even early on, I think everyone thought that they were going to be a good side probably 12 months later in 2023, but they had some really impressive wins. There was probably a disappointing loss to Essendon. I think that might have been round 16, and since then, I think they've nearly run the table. So, they've been able to, injuries have been the key, and I think that's the key in any side that's in this time of the year. If you can have that continuity of team and you haven't got too many injuries, it allows for great confidence.
Now, Nick, the experience of the Cats got so many great players that have played big games, especially at the MCG, and the speed of some of these very young Swans players. Now, the Swans beat the Cats by 30, I think it was back in round 2 or round 3. That won't mean much this late in the season. But if the Swans had a tidy up on some of the little crucial areas from that weekend's win, what are they?
Yeah, it was probably in the second half, probably due to injury a little bit, but Collingwood sort of got on top of the stoppage game and were able to play the ball, the game in their half. And as you saw in the last quarter, they really got on top. So Geelong have got some really good midfielders. They got good ruck, so the grand finals, if you can get the ball in your half and put some pressure on and then scoreboard pressure, it's important. So for me, it's probably around the stoppage and clearance work that the Swans can tidy up from the weekend.
Some of the injured players, Sam Reed, he came off last week. Justin McKerney didn't train yesterday at all. Is that much of a disturbance if they don't make the game on Saturday?
Yeah, it always is. Look, everyone, there's always... you sort of know at this time of the year, no one's ever 100%. And look, it could even be just a rostered day off for Justin. I know Reedy was subbed out of the game last week, but he's whenever I've sort of seen him around the club this week, he's been in pretty good spirits and has been walking around freely. They'll have probably their final training session here in Sydney tomorrow morning and head to Melbourne. And look, I would be surprised if he wasn't named at least and then given every opportunity to play.
Have you had much to do with him, Nick? This year, this week in particular, have you hanging out with them or you're doing a bit of media around the team?
Oh, a little bit of media. They don't need to hang out with me. They're all they know what they're doing. These guys, and look, Geelong have got great leaders both on and off the field. The Swans, they're a young group. These guys, and but their coaching staff do a wonderful job. John Longmire's done a really good job with this young side. As I said, probably fast-tracking them 12 months earlier than what everyone might have predicted. So, no, they're in capable hands. I'll head to Melbourne on Friday morning and enjoy some lunches and dinners.
Yeah, so yeah, I bet you will. So my next question around that is, you know, what, do they look like a group that hasn't got any pressure on them compared to, well, no real expectation anyway. If you're saying they're probably a year ahead of where you thought they'd be, they're pretty relaxed at this stage of the week.
Yeah, they are, and it's something that you can get here in Sydney and New South Wales with an AFL Grand Final, where it's not sort of all in your face where it is in Melbourne. The Geelong boys will be reminded wherever they go this week that it's Grand Final week, and they're the favourites to win. Whereas up here in Sydney, the boys can come into training yesterday. It was a beautiful day. They can cruise down the beach and sort of go about their business with a few well wishes, but the Grand Final is just not smacking you in the face until they get to Melbourne on Thursday night, and then it'll be sort of pretty real for them.
Are you liking that the MCG, and to the listeners, they might find this a little bit funny, but I've been told on numerous occasions, Nick, that the MCG is a lot bigger than most a lot of the ovals that you play in the AFL, and with that, and with this young Swans team, that they're quick and they can cover long distances for long periods of time. Does it, and I think they've got great leaders, like you said, Geelong, but does it really fall in favour of this young Swan side that the MCG is the home of the Grand Final?
Yeah, it has, and I think the way that the Swans list has changed and their game style has evolved over the last sort of 12 to 18 months has suited the MCG a lot as well. They can cover the ground a little bit more. It's a unique... Probably the two teams playing in the Grand Final have got the two most unique home grounds in the SCG, and for Geelong, GMHBA Stadium is very long but very skinny and unlike any other. So, look, Geelong have played really well there in two prelim finals. The Swans were able to beat Melbourne down there in the first week of the final. So, yeah, I don't think the ground holds too many fears for either side at the moment.
What have you made of Buddy's finals appearances so far? He's kicked two last week. There are times late in that game I felt as though the ability just to change direction, you know, the younger players were handling him quite well. Now, Sam DeConning is going to be, looks like he'll be defending Buddy this week. He did a good job on Danaher last week as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And he's sort of been... speak about the Swans' younger players. Geelong have had a real injection into their side since their finals campaign last year. And look, yeah, Buddy's he's a big game player. And if I'm one of the other 21 Swans players and I'm walking out on Grand Final day with Lance Franklin, I know there's not many people that handle pressure as good as Lance does. Obviously the body's a little bit older, but the mind is still sharp. So the young DeConing's going to have his work cut out.
If the Swans are to get up, who needs to be their best? Who's the Norm Smith medalist? Is it Isaac Heaney or someone else?
Yeah, I think it is. I think you might be right there. Sort of Isaac Heaney's got the ability to do a number of different things. And sometimes on Grand Final day, everyone will trot out the line that it's just any other game. But you need to be able to go to a different level. And Isaac Heaney can do that. Callum Mills can do that as well. And maybe... Look at probably another Smokey there could be Chad Warner, but there's any number of. There's probably been the benefit and then the pleasing thing of the Swan season is just the overall spread of effort and match winners over the year. It just hasn't been left to Franklin like it was probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, and great news that he inked another 1 year deal this week. What's the week like in Melbourne? I know it's very different than Sydney, the build-up to the NRL Grand Final. They still have the parade. Is that all happening in Melbourne this week?
Yeah, Grand Final parade's still on. A bit different. I think the first part of the parade is through is on the Yarra and then on barges and boats, and then they dock somewhere and then they get in the back of the cars and then do the rest of the way up Collins Street. So a little bit different for the Grand Final parade. I don't know if they need to wear life vests or have whistles or whatever they need to do, but yeah, a bit of a different Grand Final parade, but it is different in Melbourne, boy. It's everywhere. The cars would have streamers and balloons, and it does encapsulate Melbourne Grand Final day. Whether your team's in it or not, everyone's got an interest in this game, and that might be just a little bit of a benefit for the Swans boys that can have a bit of a normal week here in Sydney and be and sort of not get down there till late.
And they've got the big kick across the Yarra, the kicking comp, longest kicking comp as well. They do it pretty well, actually. And then one thing that the NRL has adopted also from the AFL is the former players, Nick, who present the grand final winners of the trophy, usually the next player from that club.
Yeah.
Have you been told who the two players are yet from the Swans and the Geelong Cats?
I think I know the Swans one is going to be Paul Kelly.
Oh, what a legend.
He presented the cup in 2005 to Paul Roos. So it's going to be Paul Kelly. I'm not sure who the Geelong
Cameron Ling
representative is going to be. Hopefully, Cameron Ling, he doesn't have anything to do. So
Exactly.
The AFL, these sort of traditions that they've had are pretty special. So hopefully for one of those ex-champions, Cameron Ling was obviously able to win premierships, but Paul Kelly being such a great of the Swans, played in a grand final but never won. It'll be a special honour for him for sure.
One of my favourite players of all time, Wagga Boy. Now, Swans by how much and who's your Norm Smith?
I've got Swans by 16 points. I think it'll be a bit high scoring, probably in the sort of 70s and 80s sort of business. But and I've got Callum Mills as my Norm Smith medalist.
Righto. Wow. Hey, just before we let you go, who the fans? You know, there's a lot of fans that won't be going. Well, they're not directly Geelong or Swans fans. Who's the default club? Who's going to have the hearts of those other fans? Is it Geelong because they're the Victorian club, or you think maybe the Swannies?
I think maybe the Swannies might be able to get the neutrals there. I don't think there's any real big villains in either of the club. It's not a Carlton or a Collingwood where other clubs don't really like them as much. So, I think the neutrals they might be on the Swan side.
It'll be interesting. It'll be a wonderful afternoon. It always is. The AFL Grand Final is one of Australia's greatest events, and we can't wait. We really appreciate your time, Nick Davis, from former Swan, for joining us on Sports Day.
No worries, boys. Have a good night.
Hope you've enjoyed the podcast with Badge and Sats on Sports Day. If you get the chance at any stage to listen to the show live, make sure you tune in each and every night, Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's, together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.